Welcome to Beyond the Scale Healthy. This is your podcast host, Deidre, and I'm happy to have you here and listening. Today's episode is going to be about the hard parts, right? The very valid excuses, the obstacles that are thrown our way no matter how much we try to avoid them. They pop up. They make already difficult things like losing weight, becoming healthier, exercising regularly, makes them even harder. If you couldn't already tell, my voice is very raspy. Sickness is creeping up my way. But I'm pushing through, and that's what has inspired today's episode. So thanks for listening through the raspiness. I will keep it short and sweet before it gets much worse. But I want to share some insight right now where I could 1000% say my voice is too raspy. I'm too sick. I'm sitting in my garage right now recording this. There's so many reasons why this episode could not be recorded, not be completed, postponed, never recorded. But those excuses, those very valid reasons, those obstacles, everything that life throws at you, it's going to be there. It's going to be there maybe now, maybe later, at some point. You cannot let it control whether you make moves and make progress or not. It can slow you down. It can be frustrating. It can stall your progress, but don't let it stop it. Don't give in every time to those excuses. Don't let them define you and define your life. You can push through them. They can make you stronger because of them, because you can push through, be successful despite them. It's like my type 1 diabetes. I can let it be my excuse that keeps me from being healthy, keeps me from functioning in my day-to-day life. Or I can, you know what, say it's something I got to deal with. I will be stronger because of it. I got to accept it. I got to push through. Don't be scared to push through harder situations. They will make you stronger. Your results may not be perfect, but they're better results than you not trying at all. Sickness, like sore throats, injuries, they make it harder. They're obstacles. They're valid excuses and reasons. Busy time of year, busy schedule for your children, summertime, Christmas time. If you use every excuse in the book for what season it is, what you'll never take action. You'll never make progress. It's easy to do. You can use every other excuse for why you don't do it. Your house needs to be clean. Always going to be there. But even if you take the hour to clean up, it may not be done. But if you took that hour to work out and prepare a healthy meal, you might be able to do more later. Working on yourself, pushing through the busy times of year, taking care of yourself makes injuries recover faster, makes illness and sickness makes you recover better because you're eating good and you're still kind of working out sometimes, right? The busy time of year, the only way to get through it is taking care of yourself, prioritizing short workouts, prioritizing eating some of your meals healthy, right? Like hard obstacles are also vacation because you're so busy. There is no time to make healthy foods, but you don't have to be perfect. You can just make some smart decisions and, you know, get exercise in other ways. It's okay for those situations to be hard. It's okay, but it's not a reason not to try at all. Again, you're on vacation. You should be eating most your meals unhealthy, but some meals are in your control. Some meals you can make healthier choices over the junk, right? If you're at a buffet, there's always options on a menu. Don't give yourself the excuse and give in to the reason that you're at a restaurant. You have to eat the most unhealthiest option there, right? Sometimes, yeah, you should if it's worth it, if it's a meal you're looking forward to and it's a real treat. But it doesn't have to be every time, right? an injury is like you should slow down. But if you do nothing at all, how do you expect yourself to get stronger? It's a happy medium. I think that's why it's so important to understand we don't need to be perfect, but we don't want to bounce from zero to 100, you know, going from an extreme to another. Find a happy medium, but that happy medium will change in seasons and different times of year and during different obstacles. But the goal is to always have a happy medium, a little bit of something, a little bit of healthy meals. Other times will be a lot of healthy meals. They're always in that happy medium. They're never at the zero. They're never at the perfect. It's about finding your happy medium in the middle. And again, understanding that through that happy medium, there's still going to be ranges where you do some weeks on vacation, Christmas times, you shouldn't be working out as much. You should be eating junk more. But then when January comes around, unless you're on vacation, yeah, you should be eating healthier. Yeah, you should be pushing yourself to work out more. But you got to control what you have. Like slower weeks, that's the weeks to prioritize yourself a little bit more. Because on the busier weeks or your work weeks, you know yourself that you have to prioritize yourself a little less. I'm not asking you and expecting you to be a freaking robot. I just think that you would feel better in your work weeks, in your really busy times of year, if you're taking care of yourself a little bit. Shorter workouts, less frequent. Then you can give yourself a little bit extra on the weeks that you have the extra time. Again, neither one is perfect. Neither one is zero. But they're both happy mediums that make you feel better to handle, again, all the other shit that's happening in your life, right? Like, I want to get this podcast recorded because I'll feel better now than going and working and checking in with all my clients, putting my kids to bed. This is something that I'm prioritizing because I have 20 minutes before I start supper. I'm making the most of my time. I'm pushing to create an urgency to get it done. Get it done imperfectly, but do it. Get it done so that I have opportunity. I feel good and I can get a few other things done then for the rest of the night. Just push yourself. You don't have to push yourself to level extreme, level of perfect. That's just painful and that's just anxiety before you even start. You don't have to be perfect, but you do have to push yourself a little bit if you want to make progress. You do have to push yourself through uncomfortable situations, not ideal situations, right? You have to push through excuses, push through hard parts and obstacles because they're always going to be coming your way. You'll get stronger because of that, because you still worked out when normally you wouldn't, on top of being sick or on top of a few other things popping up. Like, that's not a bad thing. You'll become stronger because of that. Don't be scared to try. Don't be feeling like you have to be perfect or nothing at all. It will pay off if you make small changes, if you do small workouts. That still pays off and that's still more than nothing. So remind yourself that you want to stay in that happy medium scale. Do more than nothing, but never feel like you got to be perfect. Find a happy medium. Put in extra time for yourself when you can. I get it. It's not always there. That time is not always available. But even when you're sick, even when you're injured, even when it's a really busy time of year, you can still do something. You can still make progress with some sort of effort. The only way you fail is if you don't try at all. So do more than nothing. Try in some way and push through the hard parts and the obstacles because guess what? They're always going to be there. You need to get stronger because of them and you need to not let them completely stall you altogether. Sure, they can slow you down and they may sometimes, but you'll get stronger because of them. So push through the hard parts, push through the obstacles, and share this episode with a friend who may need to hear it too. Thank you for listening. I hope this helped. Please re-listen if needed or make some notes on the next time you listen. But just remind yourself that you can do it and anything besides no effort at all is going to lead to progress. Don't be scared to get uncomfortable. Do not be scared to try or fail. Even if you fail, you're not actually failing. You're just learning lessons. The only way you're failing is if you're not trying at all and you're not giving any effort. anything more than nothing is going to lead to progress. So start there. Start with something. Find your happy medium range. You can build on it gradually. You know, right? If you go from 0 to 100, what are you going to change in a few weeks? You're already at 100. Boring, boring, boring. You won't stick to it. And it'll be painful. Make small, gradual changes that you barely notice that get you feeling good right off the bat and that can allow you more wiggle room to grow. You got this. Thanks for listening.